This is a Gulf Stories moment made possible by StoryLab at the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Well, hello again, everyone. From the University of West Florida's Innovation Institute, I'm Christian Garman. Today I'll be talking with Dr. Amy Mitchell Cook, the chair and associate professor from the Department of History at UWF, and we're talking about the excitement of a great find. Dr. Mitchell Cook, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You have certainly been a part of many great finds as a maritime historian and archaeologist. What's it like when you have that day? Because I would imagine they're few and far between days where you get these big finds.
They're really cool. Very exciting. You surface, you come up from the surface and you just, you're like, oh my God, we've got it. We found something. This is what we've been looking for. And then you start excavating or recording or whatever you can. But it's really fun.
Do you know that immediately? Like literally when you surface, it's like, I think we got it.
Sometimes it's we got something, we're not really sure what it is, let's send another team of divers, they'll continue to record or look at it. But sometimes you find that smoking gun and you know exactly what it is.
So what's the timeline? So when that happens and you surface and it's like, I think we've got such and such, you mentioned the excavating begins. How quickly? I mean, is there a process before you can really start going that you have to file papers and let people know what you found, et cetera?
Yes. So does it belong to the state? Does it, again, belong to the military? So you have to make sure you have your permits in place before you can do anything. And most likely what you will then begin to do is almost two or three different things at once. You know, you are filing your papers. Mm-hmm. You're beginning to look at additional research. So you've got some historical stuff that's going on. And then out on the water, you're beginning to set a baseline so that you can begin to map in what is showing on the surface.
When do you / how do you decide this is something we want to bring up or yikes, this has to stay where it is? How does that process work?
Depends on the money. So, and this
doesn't it always?
And I know. And what are you thinking of bringing up? Are you thinking of bringing up the whole ship? That's going to cost a lot of money and a lot of time, a lot of space. Are you thinking about just bringing up a couple of artifacts? Mm-hmm. And sometimes we'll bring up artifacts, record them, and then put them back because we don't want to conserve them. Mm-hmm. We don't have the money, the time, the space.
When you say just bring up a couple artifacts. Let's say we're talking about something as simple as a cup that somebody used to drink out of. Are you allowed to just grab it and come up, or is even something like that a process, you know, where you can't just take what you want?
Every little thing is mapped, recorded, photographed, drawn before we bring it up. And then we draw it, map it, you know, look at it again, photograph it. And most likely, if it was a cup, that's pretty cool. That's big. We would take that back and conserve it. But if it's like a pottery sherd, part of a timber that's disarticulated, we don't really know what it does, it has no markings, that we would probably draw, record, and put back down.
Okay, so this is so interesting. Again, I love coming at this from the point of view of sort of not knowing much about it. Like, I specifically chose a cup because I thought that would be sort of nothing. But no, you're making me like, Christian, it's a big deal. Why? What's so amazing about a cup?
Especially if it's whole, you don't really find that often. Mm. It's been through a shipwreck. It's been underwater for, you know, hundreds of years possibly. And so now we know what they were drinking from. Is it a wooden cup? Is it a ceramic cup? Is it a glass cup? You know, that tells us something. Are there markings on it? That will give us a clue to the date, the time, as well as start to flesh out that bigger picture of who was on that wreck.
And lastly, I'll ask, do you have an artifact that comes to mind as sort of the thing that you're like, I can't believe I got to be a part of bringing this up or seeing this? Is there some sort of amazing find that you treasure? Not that you own, but
no. Oh, gosh. There's so many.
Yeah.
It's everywhere from human remains, which are really cool to, you know, look at.
You and I have talked about this before. We disagree on the fact that that's really cool.
That's cool. I think it's cool.
I know you do.
There's from Emmanuel Point, we've got the sort of cutout of one of the ships. It's a little wooden figure. It's only about the size of a hand. And that was a huge clue to us that we had Spanish
wreck.
There's just, gosh, there's so many. There's just neat little artifacts, little bits and pieces that somebody owned at one point and used, and now we have.
And I think that that kind of sums up what's so intriguing about all of it, is when you see those sort of personal things, it kind of puts a face to all of it. You know, you think they were just like us. They just had different times. They had different means, but they were just people living too, and they had little things that they needed to survive just like we do today, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's – that human element mm-hmm. is – probably the most significant part.
Yeah. Yeah, like the great connector.
Yeah.
Dr. Amy Mitchell Cook, appreciate your time, man.
Thank you.
For more Gulf stories, visit uwf.edu/gulfstories.